So 8 days until the island goes to the poles, and the pulse is just starting to beat that little bit quicker, isn't it, around the island. The 2016 general election, I think it's fair to say the most important for a generation. Last night, All Saints Hall in Alexander Drive hosted a requisition meeting for the 6 candidates vying for 2 seats in Douglas Central, largely Douglas West, as was. Standing room only 2, about 140 people, a good 35 of them were standing. Kurt Buchholz and Corlett, Richard Falk, Sarah Hatman, Michelle Ingalls and Chris Thomas, the contenders. So what did the good people of Douglas Central think?
I hadn't been to one before, so I didn't really know precisely what to expect, but it was very interesting, and I think each of the candidates acquitted themselves well.
Will tonight have made your mind up?
It has done, yes. I was convinced of it today, yes. I thought there were some people there who spoke very well.
And how important is this election for the next 5 years for the Isle of Man?
I think it's very important. I think, as was brought out by the questions today, people have lost confidence in the island, and as a relatively young person, my interest is very much in sort of encouraging people to stay in the future for our children.
It's very good. Very good indeed, yes.
Has it helped tonight
good
make
question.
Your...
Good question, well done.
Someone's impressed with your question there.
I was.
Did it turn out as you expected?
No, I thought there would be more exciting. I thought there would be more difficult questions. I thought the answers were good to the questions, but I thought there would be more questions on policy and the big issues. I thought there were very, very minor issues that was raised, really.
Well, how do you define minor issues, as they've been called there? Certainly there was nothing minor about many of the issues discussed last night, the way we do business and put our budgets together, Douglas Promenade and the impact the works could have on hoteliers, the final salary pension scheme, the public sector pension scheme, abortion, housing, engaging young people in politics, legislative council reform, television licences for over 75s, energy regulation, energy prices, even the MEA loans got a mention, and the need to refinance what is now the MUA debt. Naturally, there were some candidates who stood out more than others, and others who seem far from ready for this election. In fact, the lack of research by some candidates seems staggering to this observer. Lots of sweeping statements, a lot of candidates said all the right words and the buzz phrases, but you got the impression some understood what they meant and, well, others didn't. Is that fair?
I found it very helpful because I wasn't really sure who to vote for, and it has given me a lot of food for thought.
Has it made your mind up or certainly helped shape it?
It has helped me to shape my mind, yes. I think everybody's really thought about what they're going to do, so that's encouraged me.
Well, I think the questions that concern the people of Douglas Central are probably the same as concern the rest of the people around the island. Concern for the economy, and it's the economy and the economy. And that's the big issue, and it's the simple issue.
One particular issue, that of abortion, had certain ladies, if not hot under their collective collars, certainly passionate about it and, well, passionate about politics in their area, on their doorstep in general.
My first impressions were, well, it was great to see a good turnout with so many people interested. Some really good questions were raised and some good answers given. And for me, it confirmed who I was going to vote for.
So has tonight's made your mind up, has it?
Yeah, it has. Yeah, well, I already had a good idea, and then, yeah, it's been confirmed.
I think it's incredibly important. I do believe that we're in dire straits.
Financially?
Yeah, financially, and I think that we need people that are going to stand up and who are going to do something about it, because I think, you know, it was mentioned in the meeting tonight, people are disappointed and feel that they've been lied to, and that people, the MHKs, haven't acted where they could have done.
Did you see enough leadership, enough vision, enough charisma out there this evening to sort of put a cross against their name?
My mind wavered several times throughout the evening, and I have, yes, changed my mind several times.
And back again. In terms of issues, there's obviously one close to your heart. What did you make of that discussion tonight?
I was disappointed in that the answers weren't corresponding with the answers that were in the Examiner this week. So That was interesting.
Yeah, there were two that and seemed annoying. To have changed. Yeah, very annoying. There were two that seemed to have given a different answer tonight to what they said in the Examiner.
To what they said in the paper?
Yeah.
And we're talking about abortion here, aren't we?
Yeah, yes. We are. Yeah. Yeah.
Purely with the intention of winning votes.
But I think it's great that it was raised as one of maybe the second or third question this evening. So it's obviously a big issue for people. People feel very strongly about it. And I thought it was fantastic that four out of the candidates were very strongly pro-choice. I think there's a lot of talk about the promenade, and I'm not really interested in the promenade. Well, I don't want to waste money on the promenade, but...
Not a priority.
I don't think it's a priority. Was it the American who said it's the economy, stupid, or something? It's
yes.
Yeah. It's the economy, isn't it? That's
you can call me stupid if you want. That's
fine. And as the candidates summed up, who walks into the hall but a bringer of good or bad luck, depending on which way you look at it, the black cat. The folklore surrounding that four-legged feline varies, I suppose. The final word, though, goes not to the cat, but the man who chaired the meeting, Charles Farger.
I think they are extremely important, and I think it is a wonderful forum for the electorate to look at their candidates and actually to ask them direct questions and see how they respond. And I think particularly to see how people can respond quickly and actually get to the point when a question is given to them. And I think that is one of the most important parts of it. A difficult question, how do they tackle that difficult question? And I think that is very important for a voter to see how somebody actually deal with difficult issues. So I think for that reason, it's invaluable for the person who's going to cast their vote to actually see how people actually do perform in a difficult situation.
Charles Farger there, who chaired last night's Daily Central requisition meeting.